Heidi and Frank, dude.
That's right.
Heidi and Frank are back
on 85.5 KLOS.
Heidi and Frank show. Reading Rainbow to return to PBS. Yeah, Christian's going to break this down next week.
Butterfly in the sky. I can go twice.
Was that a Kenyan flutist?
That was, yes.
That rolling bass line.
That was a pan flute from Indonesia. But yeah, it's coming back from Nine Inch Nails into the Reading Rainbow theme. This show has it all. Yes, it really does. Speaking of having it all and music, if you can and want to go see UB40 with English Beat, I have three pairs of tickets to give away today because the show's tomorrow at the Orpheum Theater. And if tickets are on sale at Ticketmaster.com. But if you want them and you're able to go, then just call Corey, and Corey's going to take the first three. There's no caller 40, stuff like that. It's like the first three people through who want those tickets, because I want to make sure that I don't burn those. Be like, I had three tickets for tomorrow night, and who knows. So if you want those, 818-955-2955. 818-955-2955.
And be nice, because I can't say no.
you can't say no.
I said I can't say
no. Oh, she can say
no. You're not nice to me.
So people are nice to you today?
That's a give and take.
Oh, okay.
Up and on today.
All right.
That's the world, I suppose.
Yeah, Reading Rainbow to return to PBS after a nearly 20-year hiatus. Former librarian Michael Threets. Sounds like he's three sheets already.
Yeah. My
name's Michael Threets.
Threets.
And he doesn't have a lisp in saying Streets. His name is spelled Threets.
Threets. Wow.
Mm. Or maybe when they, got off the boat at Ellis Island, there was a family of lispers and their name was Streets.
Yeah. We're Threets.
Threets. Okay.
All right.
Stamp. Get on in there.
Yeah.
Which street do we take? That's how they all get confused. Yeah. Wait, is our name Street? Huh.
I do got to say that, I know Reading Rainbow, LeVar Burton, the song, obviously, and I watched it all the time, but I can't tell you what it was about at all.
Yeah, I was going to ask you that yesterday when we brought it up.
I think it was about just being inside of a book.
Inside of a... Okay.
A song about imagination.
All right.
I mean, what the show was about?
Yeah, what the show was
about. Yeah, it's like basically teaching you how to read books, imagination-wise.
No, it didn't work.
Yeah, you needed help with letter organization. That's dyslexic rainbow. They call it dyslexic Bo-Rang.
Bo-Rang. That sounds like an NFL player.
All right. We got his Bo-Rang Clemens.
Yeah, Bo-Rang Clemens.
Tufts High School.
Went straight from high school to the college. NFL.
I like how I'm doing it now. Like, Consolidated Elementary.
Yeah.
I'm like, Consolidated Elementary? This guy just, that's the last place he went to school?
No.
We walk on? I know they're doing that now.
They
just
get
to have fun.
Yeah.
I know, Edith. I'm just making a funny observation, Edith.
How watchy.
Yeah.
Jeez, Edith. Okay, anyway. What a reference that is for all you younger audience.
Yeah. Like,
right?
Why did he do that?
Look it up.
All right. As you are caller 40, you're going to win some... Not scary farm tickets. It's actually four tickets. This is the 844 pack going out the door right now. So call in for those. There's still some lines open. I know some people are still calling in for the UB40 and English Beat tickets, but the rest of the lines are open for those who would like to get the S scared right out of them. And you know who gets the S scared out of them all the time? The insurance companies, when they have to talk to Sweet James. And I haven't talked to Sweet James for a couple of weeks, and I saw a story in the news that I wanted to talk to him about and see if there's actually a case here. He was on the phone and he hung up. Sweet James.
I can call him back. Let me call him back. One second.
Yeah, call him back.
What's
he's probably
story
going to court right now.
I know. It's almost 9 o'clock. Yeah.
Trying to win some money for somebody.
Yeah, he's like, I got to go win some money for a victim. I don't have time for this silly morning show stuff. What are you going to ask me some stupid question about Legos? Because that's what it is. It's a stupid question about Legos. A couple in Washington State is suing a moving company claiming their prized Lego collection was destroyed during a cross-country move.
Oh, no.
Well, it seems to me we're both at fault here, because why would you give your prized Legos, and I'm assuming they're together, forming something cool.
I think right. I saw this video.
And you gave it to the moving company to move, knowing that it's fragile and could fall to pieces. I mean, usually you take the fragile stuff. It's like, all right, put the crystal chandelier in the car. We'll drive it across the country. We're not going to trust the moving company with it. But now they're suing the moving company. But they got to have some fine print in there saying, hey,
I'd say no
lost
case.
Or stolen, damaged stuff. Or maybe you want to buy insurance? Do you want to buy insurance on your stuff just in case we F it up? And then you buy the insurance on this stuff. So now, how are they taking him to court and suing them? I want to ask Sweet James. He is here.
Oh, great.
Your question, Johnny?
Oh, I was just going to say that as far as like a crystal chandelier goes, that's pretty much broken at that point. But Legos, when they break, you put them back together.
Yeah,
but no one keeps the instructions. Hello, Sweet James.
Hello.
You're live on the Heidi and Frank Show. I know we haven't talked for a while, but I saw some... lawsuit in the news, and it made me think of you, so I wanted to get your expertise on this. A couple in Washington State is suing a moving company claiming their prized Lego collection was destroyed during a cross-country move.
Okay.
So, yeah, it's Legos, you know, that could possibly fall apart. So, isn't it your fault you gave it to some, you know, you didn't put it in your own car and drive it yourself?
If it was precious,
You know what? When you if that precious, you have to take extra precaution and extra measures to safeguard it. Obviously, there's oftentimes these companies have insurance.
Yes, that's what I was thinking. Right. Or you could buy supplemental insurance to say just in case this thing breaks, you know, well, it'll be covered.
Yeah,
but now they're taking
Lego. What's the value of Lego though? That's my question there.
Is it sentimental?
Johnny,
value?
You buy Legos. How much are Legos?
Yeah, I mean, when you're talking about like the Millennium Falcon, like the big one, it's probably about $700.
Right. $700.
$700 to $1,000.
Yeah,
anywhere between there.
Heidi, you mentioned something earlier. Sentimental value. You can't sue for sentimental value. That's not you won't.
Like if they were traveling with grandma's ashes or something, and it's like, oh, yeah,
now that human remains is a different thing. But but oh my gosh, this is my favorite candle set or whatever, and it meant so much to me. No, you can never sue for sentimental value. Oh,
now, what if one of the movers who was moving this Lego, this precious Lego collection, what if when it broke apart, one of the movers stepped on one of the Legos with bare feet and hurt himself? Does he have a case against the people who... Because Legos, I mean, those things hurt, and they can cause damage.
They're the worst.
Does he have a case?
Now I've got plantar fasciitis.
Should he call you because he has PTSD from walking anymore?
He would have a workers' compensation claim.
Boy, the barefoot moving company sounds like a horrible idea.
And speaking of workers' comp walkers, barefoot moving, yeah. Speaking of workers' compensation, there's another story that I wanted to ask you about real quick. Now, this didn't happen here in the U.S. It happened in France. A 59-year-old woman is suing a company for keeping her on staff for 20 years and paying her full salary, but not assigning her any work. She described it as psychological torture.
Are they hiring? I'm in.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, Heidi's been doing that for 25 years. Does she have a case?
Exactly. Yeah. Work smart, not hard, baby.
Hey, the French are weird. She might have a case there in France, but here in the States, no, she wouldn't have anything.
It's like those people, like she has a cubicle somewhere, but nobody goes by there. It's like a part of the office they thought was closed, but she goes to work every day. They never gave her one thing to do. She got paid 20 years, full time, full salary, and her case is psychological torture for never being given a task. Is that...
Wow. I mean,
So if we call you 24/7, you know, and get your consultation on this, she calls you up.
Okay.
What are you telling her? Sorry, you have nothing.
Like, you have nothing. You've been doing this 25 years, and now you're like, oh my gosh, I've been psychological tortured.
Yeah.
Yes, she has those options. Yeah, she doesn't have a case.
Like you said, that might be.
I don't think she has a case in France either.
Yeah. Who knows? I mean, there might be a follow up of that. But James, thank you so much. Love checking in with you and seeing what the questions about the law. So if you ever need to call James about being injured in an accident, you can always call him up 1-800-900-0000, 1-800-9-million or sweetjames.com. You're the best, bud.
Thank you, James.
I was here. Love you guys.
Have a good day.
Love you to pieces.
To pieces.
Love you guys.
Yeah. Crazy. Yeah, as far as work goes, that woman who didn't get one assignment and she's pissed off. I mean, I think, you know, that's what they do in Japan. I guess if they don't want you to, I guess getting fired is so dishonorable, like to the family and stuff. It's taken seriously. Shame on the family. Way harder. But so they don't tend, a business doesn't have a tendency to fire you, but they will give you nothing to do. You'll be in a room that's like just like no pictures on the wall, nothing, no computer, nothing. And so basically you just go into a cell every day. I mean, it's not like locked door, but they give you no task, nothing to do in hopes that eventually you end up quitting or saying, oh, I found another job someplace else because right. I can't take this psychological torture.
But so, to your family, you're going to work every day.
Then you went and found another job. Yeah, you didn't get fired and you didn't look that bad. And so there's no lawsuits. But yeah, it's like, yeah, if you've been assigned nothing and you're still at work, find another job.
Right. If you're looking to
work.
Why
are you here?
Right.
Jesus.
Collect that
every
check.
Every day, showing I'm going, do you have anything for me?
I know. I guess collect the check. I guess if you were an imposter the entire time, and then you've been found out, then yeah, I guess you're going to sit there and collect the check as long as you can collect it because you know you shouldn't have been there to begin.
Yeah, score.
Wow. Woohoo!
So what do you do?
Yeah, sure. Baby.
No, I don't know.
But as far as hiring goes, they say that business leaders think that Gen Z, which is what age now? You guys are Gen...
You're
millennials. Gen Z's. Okay.
Yeah.
That Gen Z employees pose a security risk because they share so much online. And this is over half of businesses out there. It's like you're putting so much stuff out there to be seen, and then you're so bitter if we do let you go. It's like, oh, let's just put this out. Oh, company secrets and everything like that. Mm-hmm. They think 47% think they'd even intentionally leak company secrets to get clicks. So if you hire somebody who's Gen Z, half the companies out there think that, yeah, you're going to be spiteful. And you're going to take it personally, and instead of being, you know, okay, you're letting me go, and I'll just go move on with my life and find another job. That in this day and age, you're going to go, well, here's all their secrets and their horrible people. Blah, blah,
here's
their
lemon herbs and spices.
Yes. Can you name one? Coriander. Okay. And
cardamom.
We moved on.
White pepper.
Cayenne pepper.
See, we do remember. Clover.
Gen Z, 1997 to 2012. That's when they're born. So they're ages 13 to 28 now. Social media posts.
That group.
Frank, you
I mean, people were saying the Gen X or even the boomers going, hey, I'm qualified. I have years of experience, but I can't get hired. Mm-hmm. But it's like, well, maybe you can. Don't assume you can't because you're old and they're just hiring these young people. Like, they don't trust young people.
Mm.
So, and it says that the boomer generation or the Gen X is not the type to do that. They're the type to move on. I mean, there's always, you know, one in every generation, like, you know, a couple bad apples, but it's like most likely we're like, all right, later.
You
don't want me here. I don't want to be here kind of type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Also, since we're talking about work, let's talk to Jeffrey first. Hello, Jeffrey.
Hello.
You know what?
Yes.
You do what?
You do what? What? What?
Onion powder.
Onion powder. Oh, all right, you won.
People.
You are caller. Yeah. You are onion powder and caller 40.
Damn.
Yes, you got the Mount Scary Farm tickets.
Awesome, 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 awesome.
That's the 844 pack, so congratulations.
Yes.
Stay on hold. We'll hook you up. Have more of those tomorrow, starting at 6:40 in the morning, 6:40, 7:40, and 8:40. So be sure and listen closely for your cue to call at those times. But going back to work, are you happy when coworkers show up sick?
No.
I mean, Heidi's been eliminated from that. Heidi could actually work sick. That's the bad thing about being Heidi. Well, there's many, but the first one.
The list is.
Oh yeah, I mean, we're not gonna. I mean,
longer than a CVS receipt.
We don't have enough time. No. But there's one about working from home. I mean, there is the freedom to work from home, and then she's home, you know, but she can never call in sick because she's not around anybody to get him sick, and she works from home, so she's been on the air and she's like, I don't really feel good right now. I hope I just make it through the show. But it's like, how can you really call in sick if you're already in your bedroom?
Yeah, you can.
And you can wear pajamas and you can have a cup of soup right there. And, you know, it's just, that's the bad thing about work. But when we come to work here, I don't want you to come in here sick. Remember when Frosty used to come in and he had his coffin towel and his NyQuil and or DayQuil and his lozenges.
That,
and
that was
horrible.
He'd
click his Halls Mentholyptus and it's like, dude, stay home.
No, I want to.
Oh, remember that?
Oh,
I can't. I can't.
I know. That I got to rip my headphones off. Right there. That's,
seriously.
The clickety-clack of the Halls Mentholyptus.
Oh, my God.
Well, that wasn't a Halls. What did you stick in your mouth to
just
do
a piece
that?
Of plastic. It was the USB top for my USB stick.
Oh, my God.
So that's like what it sounded like, right?
You don't throw anything away, do you? That's like it came with the packaging, so you take it off.
It goes on the thing, you see?
Oh, it covers it up. Okay, that covers it up. Okay.
It protects his dongle.
Yeah.
He's safe dongling.
You just had a dongle condom in your mouth just now? Oh, you're gross, man. Dongle condoms.
USD.
Well, I'm not alone in that. I'd say raise our hands. If you're sick, I'd prefer that you just call in sick and take a day for yourselves. Can we all agree we don't want somebody around here sickly?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. So 86%. So there's 14% like, oh, yeah, sick, come to work. Because it used to be like I'm sick. I'm such a good employee. I will show up. I will die on the company steps.
You're not that important.
No. Yeah. Stay home. All right. Time for traffic already? All right, let's get some traffic.
This was just a sample from today's Heidi and Frank show. Become a VIP at HeidiandFrank.com to unlock the show in its entirety, including the video stream during the live morning show, and access the archive to past episodes. You'll also be entered into our monthly VIP giveaways. And remember to follow us on your social media. Just search for the Heidi and Frank show. Thanks for listening.